JJ, since you guys have been here, no team's ever put up 57 points. No team in franchise history has put up 57 points. The defense has always done so much work. What's it like to have this offense back-to-back games put up points, but especially today and seeing Deshaun do this like this team was able to do it?
Yeah, it makes life a lot easier. You know, it's a beautiful thing to watch. It's nice to be able to sit back on the bench and just watch the offense move the ball down the field. I mean, when you have, like, I think it's like 30-plus first downs, I mean, it's incredible. And obviously to watch what Deshaun's been able to do and watch what our offense has been able to do, it's incredible how fast they've been able to make it all work. So very excited to see where it goes in the future and very excited to obviously be able to put up a performance like that. And hopefully, I mean, if they want to score 57 every week, that's fine by me, so I'll take it. I think that, you know, there's glimpses of things last week, you know, that could have been, could have, would have, should have. But I think that today was a good overall performance from us. And I think that against the in-division rival here at home, we wanted to put on a good show. And I think that obviously as a team, we did that very well.
JJ, given the Titans' reputation for running the football, how pleased were you with how physical you guys were defensively at the point of attack and not allowing them to get going on that part of the offense?
Yeah, we knew that was one of their goals. We know that's the strength of their football team. We wanted to make sure we got out ahead of it early. Obviously, it helps when you score points the way we scored points today, but I think that we put our mind to stopping the run, and obviously we did a good job. And when you hold a team to under 200 yards total offense, you're gonna have quite a bit of success. So it was a good day.
JJ, given that they're a pretty good team, are you a little shocked the way you guys just battled them basically in all three phases?
Yeah, I mean, you go out there, you execute, you do your job, you catch a break here or there, and you know, games like this in the National Football League are few and far between, but we're very excited to obviously have one, and they're a good football team. We just had a good day today.
What did you think of the two interceptions by Andre Hall in traffic?
Incredible. I mean, Dre's a guy who always knows where to be, always knows what to do. He's a leader back there for us, and he's a playmaker. I mean, you see him, you know, he's always near the ball. He's always making plays. He's always making tackles, so he's a guy who he's an incredible player. I'm very glad he's in my defensive backfield.
JJ, what's it say about the team, and I think O'Brien as well? You know, the first game was obviously a very rough game, disappointing. Short rest, ugly, you know, kind of rough win in Cincinnati, a tough loss last week, and then to blow someone out today. I mean, that's kind of the full picture, this team's ability to bounce back like always and put this out today.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, starting the season, we didn't start nearly the way we wanted to. And then you build and you grow, and it's a progress league. You know, you have to find ways to improve. You have to find ways to get better week to week. And it's whoever improves the fastest that's going to have success. And it's every single week. You know, we have to find a way to improve from this week. You can't just sit back on our laurels and assume that we're going to be good enough next week. We have to go out there and have a great week of practice and learn from the mistakes we made and also from the great things, obviously many, that happened today. But it's a progress league, and we have to make progress again this week.
JJ, that being said, have you ever felt better about where this franchise is and where it's going?
It's a very, very exciting time. There's no question about it. We have to continue to improve. We have to continue to grow, but there's definitely some exciting times ahead, I believe.
Along those lines, JJ, it looks like kind of you guys are attacking on both sides of the ball, not just the offense, but we can see these matchups as you move around defensively. Is that a mindset that you guys can kind of take forward and move forward through the season with?
Yeah, I think you always want to be on the attack. You never want to be on the defensive. You never want to be catching and reacting. So we're always looking to try and jump out, obviously, early. And I think today the way that we played very, very good complimentary football early in the game with getting a stop, defense or offense going down and scoring real quick. You know, when you play football like that and every unit complements each other so well, that's when you have success. And I think the more we can do that, the longer we can continue that, the better we're going to be. And today was just a glimpse of what's possible. Thank you.